Too Stinky, written by Alex Ratt and read by Stig Weems. I was watching cartoons on TV when the phone rang in the kitchen. "That'll be Nerf," I called. My best friend Nerf and I were meant to be going to the skate park, but Nerf was late.
"Oh, hi, Uncle McStinky," I heard Mum say.
There was a pause as she listened, then Mum groaned.
"Oh, no," she said. "All right, I'm on my way."
"What's wrong with Great Uncle McStinky?" I asked when she hung up. Mum sighed.
"He's in a real pickle. Porcules the Wonder Pig has got out of his pen. It's a mystery how he's done it. I'm going to the farm to help look for him."
She picked up her car keys.
"Why don't you come too, Brian?"
For a moment, I was tempted. Old McStinky's farm has a horse and cows and ducks and a big red tractor. And, of course, Porcules the Diving Pig, who, it turns out, is also an amazing escape artist. But I had my own mystery to solve. The mystery of the missing Nerf. "I'm going to stay here and wait for Nerf," I told Mum, who was opening the front door. "I don't know where he could be."
"Nerf's right here," said Mum.
"What?"
"He's lying on our doormat."
"What?"
"Hello, Nerf,"
said Mum as she stepped over him and walked towards the car. Nerf lifted his head.
"Hello, Mrs. Bumpf," he wheezed.
I went to the door and waved goodbye to Mum as she drove off, then turned my attention to Nerf.
"What are you doing?" I asked.
"Lying on the doormat," he replied.
"Why didn't you knock?" I asked.
"Too weak,"
he gasped. I looked at my friend. He was pale and trembling.
"Who's done this to you, Nerf?" I demanded.
"Not who," Nerf said in a hoarse voice. "What?"
He raised a trembling hand and pointed to the street. Standing in the doorway, I looked to my left up Stinky Street, and then I looked to my right down Stinky Street. I could see Nerf's skateboard lying upside down in the gutter, but other than that, I couldn't see anything unusual. Stepping over Nerf, I walked across the lawn to the curb.
"I don't see any..."
I reeled backwards, coughing and choking.
"What is..."
I fell to the ground, overcome. There was a smell on Stinky Street, and it was awfully, abominably odorous. I know what you're thinking. Of course there's a smell on Stinky Street. That's why it's called Stinky Street. But you'd be wrong. There's nothing smelly about Stinky Street. In fact, it's called Stinky Street because it doesn't smell. Stinky Street is named after Ferdinand Stinky, the inventor of Stinky's patented stench-proof sewers.